And kulanami, every single tain is that way. Kulanami is always tainas acherim, voidoy satsman, that's always the way it goes. Every moedib makes sense this way, that Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me 100, and Shimon admits to 50, that is a moedib mixas. So, what do you mean to say, upamim, that sometimes a person swears for his own taina? It's not sometimes, every time it's that way. Elos, what the machlaik is over here, with the rabba kemiflegi. We're talking about according to Rabbah. So Rashi says, l'yolam v'toyin ha-katin. We're talking about that the yosem now, the orphan, is a katin. Since every other place, what he complains doesn't mean too much. There's still what we had before, ki yiten ish. It says ish, a man has to give, not a katin. That's why here we consider the person, the malva, his own taina. Because when the katin asks for the money, it does not mean too much. Meal, but still, ha'ocha tiny. It is still a little bit of a tiny what the cotton is asking for. Why? So, ikan is sin asish, like we said before. What is the cotton saying? The cotton is saying that my father lent you $100. So, who gave you the money? My father, he was an ish. Here, ikan is sin asish. Then, because the sin asav he bore. Final dekama, pomin, sometimes that you have to swear for tiny that's my meaning. That even though the person really asking for the money is only a cotton, and it doesn't mean that much, but it means something enough that you're going to have to swear back. If so, that here the cotton is asking for the $100, and you're telling me now that it's not his own nesina, it's his father's nesina, so it means something, so what's the machlokes? Why did Rabbanan say you do not have to pay? Like it's some type of a tiny here, the cotton. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is saying, good, he's a moed of a mixus, he has to swear. What's the machlekes? So Marcel, you're saying in the rabba. Here, I'll turn over. What? The Yomar Rab Rabbis explains, Mifnei Ma Omru Torah Moida Mixas Atayni Yeshava. What's the reason of the Torah that if somebody admits to half of your complaint, he has to swear? Why? Well, it starts off like this. Chazaka really ain't not the mayest point of Mifnei Bachoyva. That's where we start off. That if Reuven tells Shimon, I lent you $100, Shimon, if he really received the money, he cannot be a Kofra Kol, he cannot disagree. Because there's also here, he did me a favor yesterday, he gave me money, how could today I be mayor's part and have such chutzpah and say I owe him nothing? So really that should be a chazaka when he says, I paid you or I did not take the money, we should believe him. So it's like this, for I really bekula boy the lichbere. He doesn't swear as no. Really he, so now, this person cannot be kofar bakol. Therefore he admits to him. But maybe, for I bekula boy the lichbere. Really, the person wanted to disagree with everything, to be kofri akel. For hide the kofri, how come he admits that he took $50 or that he owes you 50? Mishum diena meis panav nei bachayvoy, because he cannot disagree with the whole amount. That's too much chazas, too much chutzpah in front of the person that lent you the money. So if so, over kula boy delay delay. Really, really, listen, he should have admitted to everything then. If you're telling me he can't disagree, he can't deny, so he should have admitted to everything. This should be a svara, believe him, just the opposite. Once you say this svara, if he says that I only owe you 50, we should believe him, because he can't deny more. So really, he should have admitted to everything. But we say, really, he took 100. So why isn't he admitting to the 100? It's like just pushing him off. As if to say, Savar, the heavenly Zuzi Pranile. Right now I'm broke. Right now I don't have a penny to my name. I can't pay you a penny now. You know what? I'm going to say right now that I do not owe you all the money. In order that I'll be able to push you off until next month when I get my paycheck, and then I'll pay you up. So that's the story of a mighty mixas. Rachmanam, the Torah says, no, Rami Shvu Alavayu. Let's put a shvu upon him. Let's throw a shvu on him. Ki heche de loy de le bekulei. That is, she admits right now that he owes the whole money. So in other words, since you're not a kofra kohel, that's, we see that you really lent the money. If you'd be a kofra kohel, we would believe you, because you don't have a ozo to be kofra kohel. But here you're admitting to him. So we see the malva telling the truth. Just, why are you denying 50%? Because you want to push it off. But the terrorist said, nothing doing. We're going to make you swear now to admit the other 50. So it's like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Savar, Loishna boy, for Loishna b'vnoi. It does not make a difference whether the father, the one that lent you the money, is asking for it, or whether the son is coming to ask you for the money that his father lent you. Ein emeis. Still there's a swara that you have no right to be kofar akir. The person will not be a kofar akir. He can't have the ozer. That since you lent me the money, or even if your father lent me the money, I owe some gratitude back, I will not be a kofar akir. Zilkach, therefore, lav meshav aveduhu. Reb Lezer Nachman says it's not called a meshav aveduhu. You don't have a migu that you could have lied, because the swara ain't not a neis. So he cannot say a migu, if he wanted to, he could have lied, be kofar akir. No, he cannot be kofar akir, because he owes some gratitude to this person, he can't lie completely. Rabban and Savri know there's a difference. The fun of who the enemies. Only if the malver himself is here, the father is here asking back for the money in front of him, that he gave you the money, you would not have the hazor to lie and say, I did not give it, you did not give it to me. Ava b'fnei b'noi, but only his son is asking for the money, meis, it doesn't bother the person. The malver would have the chutzpah to lie and say, you did not give me anything. So in front of the son, you have a good migu. For me, the lie meis. Since you were not a kofar akil, like really you could have lied completely, and you did not do that, but you admitting to 50 is meshav avedahu. That's called like a meshav avedahu. You have a migum, and therefore there's a migul lahachzik that we believe you what you're saying. You only owe him $50, and the other 50 either you paid up or you did not take it, but you have this migul that you could have been kofar akil. As a regular moedim miksas, there's no migul you could have been kofar akil. Because it's in front of the malver himself, there's a tremendous hazor to lie in front of him. He did you a favor, how could you lie back in front of him? But in front of his son, that's the machlokes to come and say, a person could lie. Samar says, Mi matzis mukmas hoka blazim yakov, he says, Lazim blazim yakov, hoka toni reisha, says in the reisha, Mona liyaba biyodecha, that you have $100 of my father. And he answers back, Ein lecha biyodi elechamishim, dinu, I only owe you 50. Sotota, mevnei shemeshev aveduhu. It says clearly in the case where the son is asking for the money, it's called the Meshav Aveda. Exactly you said that goes according to the laws of Yaakov. So Gemara says, Hosam Dloyoma Borile. There is talking about we only had a doubt. The son was not for sure that you borrowed 100 from my father. He's just saying doubtfully. He was not Borile. But Hocha Dama Borile. They were talking about where the son says, yes, I know for sure, you borrowed 100 from my father, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that's called a taina, and there is a svar of Einod and Meyers, therefore you'll have to swear. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says, Lekotan, we know what Lekotan means here, Leporim Minichse Kotan. It means we want to collect money away from a Kotan, that's the case. But somebody has a shtar that your father owed me money, and now you yashin your father's money, property, so I want to take away the property. So in such a case, Bezda makes a takana that the malva has to swear that he did not collect the money before he collects. On the hegdish also, lipur minich the hegdish. If somebody was makdish all of the chosim, and then a baal chayv comes and says, listen, you owe me money, even though the person has a shtar, he's going to have to swear before he takes away the money from hegdish. Lekotin means lipor minichse kotin. Tanini wrote this already. Minichse yisaimim lo yipor ela b'shvua. Whoever goes to collect money from yisaimim, knows their father owed you the money, he could only collect it with a shvua. So we learned this already. If so, tati lomli, what are you two times for? Or kamash, when this comes to teach us, kidi abayi kishisha, like the old rabbi said, the tani abayi kishisha, yisaimim shamru, that we said a lot of yisaimim here, gedolim. Really, the orphan is loved after a kotin, even if he's a gadol. But the Yitzarach Lemmi Ketanim, it applies to both. So, Bein L'Shvua, Bein L'Zaburius, that you can never collect money away from a Yosem. It says it twice, teach us, not only when he's a Kotan, but even if he's a Gadol. Since you're taking away money because of his father, you have to swear first. And also with Zaburius, you only have a right to take away from them the least of the property. Zaburius, the worst. Lehegdish, what does that mean? Lepor Menech Lehegdish, something we've also learned. Menechasim Mishubadim Lehepor El Mishvua. Anytime this property is meshubit to somebody else, so you have no right to collect unless you swear first. So what's the difference if it's meshubit to somebody else or if it's meshubit to Hegdish? If you are makdish or you nechassim, so you nechassim now are meshubit to Hegdish. If somebody says, wait, you owed me money from before, he has to swear first. So what's Yisrach? Still we need two cases. Sakot, I would have thought to say,
Hedjit who to yodim oise kenunyal hedjit. By two hedjit yoitim, people make tricks, makes a fraud one against the other. Avol hegdish. But if you know that your friend was makdish all the chosim belongs to hegdish, the yodim oise kenunyal hegdish, you don't make any fraud against hegdish. So I would have thought to say, if you're still coming to collect your money, your property, we should believe you that you're not lying. Kamashmullah, no, that still we have to be afraid. Maybe the person is lying, and we make him swear first before he collects. I've omer afuna, shchiv mera, a person that's about to die. Shehigdish kol nechosim, he was makdish all of nechosim. He said, arezu lehegdish. All his property gives away to hegdish. The yomer, but he also says, mona leplaini biyodi, but you should know, $100 worth, I still owe to somebody else. So Neman, we believe the Shemira. Why? Chazoka einod emoise kenunya lehegdish. People do not make fraud against hegdish. So you yourself just said you makdish all the nechosim. If it's not really true that you owe somebody $100, you will not like take away this $100 from hegdish. So we see a sore, we believe you against hegdish. So Mura says, no, Amri. Hani, mean when is this said? Shemira. A person is going to die anyway. Here the svar is the einod emchoitiv leloi. It doesn't pay for you to lie when you're not going to gain. Just for the gain of your friend, you're not going to lie against Hegdish. But if you're a healthy person, where you want to keep the money for yourself, they're afraid even though you're against Hegdish, maybe you'll collect falsely and make fraud. So therefore we make you swear. That's the Chiddush of the two Mishnahs. Right. Yeah, Membeis on the Beis holding by the Mishnah. V'yelu dvorim shenish boim alayim. These are the things that even though you might have mixed us, there's no shvua. We do not swear on these things. For avodim, it's a question about how many evet kananis, how many avodim I gave you. V'hashtoros ashtarim. V'hakakois, a question about property. We'll see with Arshin Aposik that ein nishboim alakakois and avodim and shtoros. V'hakdesh, something belongs to Hegdish, and also a question how much you owe to Hegdish. There's no shvua. Now also, ein ben tashlumi kefil. If somebody steals avodim, or shtoros, or kakois, or hegdish, you do not have to pay back kefil. V'lo tashlumi abo v'chamisha. So pshitiv, it's a shor, and then you, after you made the geneva, you also made a shchita or a mechiram, that usually you chayev dal vei, here you put them. Since there's no kefil, so we never say 3 and 4, it's always only 4 and 5. Shoy mechinam. If I give you karka to watch, or I give you an evet to watch, and something happens, Asher Mechim does not have to swear. Ein nishpa. He does not have to swear that it was not his fault why the accident happened. Noisei socher, if you're paid to watch it, is also ein mishalim. Usually Asher Mechim is chayiv on genevi v'aveda, but here if you're watching a karka, an evet, a shtarois, or hegdish, there's no chiyiv shmira that you're potter from pain. Rabbi Shimon Omer, by kodeshim it depends. Kodeshim Shechayiv Bachri Yuson, if when you first made this korban, you said hooray olai, lohovi korban, so that when you bring the first animal, if something happens to that animal, you have a chiyuv to bring another one. You have achrayis to make sure this korban is brought. If so, then nishpa lehen. If something happens to it, it's still called like your money, because your achroi, you have to see that if this is not brought, another one should be brought. So it's considered your money, it's called Riyayu, therefore there's a Chiyav Shvur on it. But for Shainim Chayav Achrayusan, if you do not have a Chiyav Achrayus, you just said Harei Zu Oilo. This animal is a Korban Oilo. Whatever happens to it happens. I'm not Achroi, I'm not responsible to bring it if something happens to it, another one. So you're not Chayav Achrayusan, then Einish Boin Alayim. That's called real Kodshim, it's not called Riyayu, it's not called your friends, it's called Hegdish, and Hegdish is Prata. What? Right, yeah, Mila, right, yeah. Yeah. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Yesh Devorim Shein Bekarka, there are certain things growing out of the ground, but V'yenim Kekarka, they're not considered like Karka, that you would have to swear, and we'll see in the Gemara, a case where I say, I gave you 10 vines to watch, and you agree you only gave me 5 vines. But since the vines are growing grapes, Rabbi Meir considers the grapes not mechubal karka, and therefore you'll have to swear on the grapes. V'yein chachomim moedim loy, but the chom does not agree to him. They hold no, these grapes, since they're growing out of the ground, they're mechubal karka, kol ha mechubal karka is to karka domi. and therefore ain't nishboin alayim. Kate said, what's the case? Where's the machloikis? Rebbe Meir and Rachamim? It's like this. Eser gefanim tunas umasat l'cho. I gave you over 10 vines, 10 different vineyards, to watch. And give now, I want them back. Va'ali oimer, the shomer says, Einam ela chomesh. You only gave me 5 to watch. You did not give me a 10. There's only 5. So Rimeya Mechai Shur, may hold he's a Moediba Mixas. He's admitting to half of the 10. He's admitting to 5. So it's called the Moediba Mixas. He has to swear he does not have the other 5. The Chom Maimrim, no, that the Klal is called HaMechuba LeKarka HaReya KaKarka. Anything that's still attached to the ground is Tzidik KaKarka. So these vines, true, it's grapes, but they're still attached to the ground. Therefore, it's Kakarka, and the Klal is Ein Nishboyim. And Ein Nishboyim. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machloikis is. Such grapes that they're about to be picked off. So since they're oimed to be picked off, are they considered like they're off already? That's what we may as Svara. The Chachamim say no. As long as they're attached, it's still called Kakarka. Now, Ein Nishboyim Elo Al Dovor Shebemido V'Shebemishka V'Shebeminyin. You only have to swear if the Taina and the Nitva, the Toyin and the Taveya, both of them, is talking about something specific. About a midah, a measure, a mishkal, a weight, or a minyan amount. Ketzad, vayis moli masat l'cho. I gave you over this house full of wheat. Or else v'kis moli masat l'cho. I gave you over this pocket, this wallet, full of money. I don't say how much money. I just say full of money. V'alu yom, he says back, eini yodeya, I do not know exactly how much you gave me. Elama shinachto. But whatever is in this kiss, whatever is in the house, that's what you should take. So really he's being moedib mixas. You're saying you gave over the whole house worth of tfuah. I gave you the whole wallet full of money. The other one's saying, I don't know exactly how much, but whatever is left, take. For such a case, potter, he's potter from a shvuah. Because he's not saying an exact amount. He does not say, I gave you $100, and he says, I only took 50. He's not saying a midah. He's just saying a full one, a part of it. That's not the midah. You're part of Yeshua. What's going to be ze oimer ad haziz? One says, I gave you the house full of wheat that it was so full it reached the ziz, the top beam that's sticking out. He said a measurement. How much? Ze oimer ad achalon. The other one says, no, I only received tfuah only until the window. So then chayiv. Then Yechai Veshua might have mixed us. That's called the midah. You're saying an exact measurement. I gave you the house full to the ceiling. And the other one says, no, I only took it full to the window. That's also called the midah. Then Yechai might have mixed us. But if you do not mention any measurements, then we say, put. We'll see in the Gemara 1. Now, Tashlu may kefu minolim. How do we know that there's no chiyuv kefu if somebody steals an eved or a shtoris or a kakoyis or hegdish? The Tana Rabbonin, the pasuk says in this parasha, "I call devar tesha klal." Much many times you make a geneva, you chayiv kefil. Al shor v'al chamor v'al ser v'al salmo prat. These are pratim. Only these things, if you make a geneva, you chayiv kefil. Then in return, says again, "I'll call aveda chazer klal." So klal or prat or klal, it comes out, and we say, "Iat zodan nikoni." Learn this. Elakena prat, like these special things. They have to be like them. Maha prat, just like these things, shor sev salmo, mefurish dogra metaltal. These are things that can be moved around. The gufay mammon, they have value to them itself. Af kol dogra metaltal, the gufay mammon. Yotze karkoyis shena metaltalim. Karkoy cannot move around property, so there's a loch of, or there's no chi of kefal on it. Yotze avodim shukshna karkoyis. A neved knani, even though it's metaltal and it's gufe mamin, but as a pasuk achuzaschem, it's called like karka. And yotzu shtoros shafa pishay metaltal, you can move around shtoros, but ain't gufe mamin. They themselves have no value. It's only a proof that somebody owes you money. Therefore, there's no chiyuv kefil on this. And hegdish riyeyu ksiv says in the pasha riyeyu has to be a friend, meaning not hegdish. So hegdish is also excluded from the chiyuv kefil. Then the Mishnah says, You do not have to, if you make a gnevra on the shore and then you make a mechira or a shchita, you are potter from that. Hey, why? My timer. Tashlumi abo bechamishom rachmono. V'loy tashlumi shloish shavi abo. Since we have a meat on kefil, you do not have to pay the second value. So then, even though when you make a mechira, there should be another three or four, but the cloud is you only have to pay four and five. We never have a chiyuv 3 and 4. So once we take out kefil, automatically that's taken out the extra chiyuv of chamisha, abo v'chamisha. Shem mechinim en nishpa. If you are shem mechinim on one of these things, on karka shtoris, you don't have to swear that an oinus happened. How do we know this?